Because without mindfulness, you cannot maintain purity of body, mind, and speech. You need mindfulness to see clearly, to insight into phenomena, to awaken, to develop the initial wisdom or the penetrative wisdom. You need so manasikara, wise attention at the moment of sense experience, so that at the moment of seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought process, you straight away will develop the understanding so that you will not act heedlessly or deludedly. So this yonisomanasikara is the wisdom that arises at the moment of sense experience. They are already there within you. That's why you must cultivate until they arise. Then every moment, every instant, at the moment of sense experience, whichever sense faculty or sense basis, when they arise, this yonisomanasikara or wisdom will prompt you. And when they prompt you, you will know how to act. You will not be deluded by them. That's how you can develop all this. Otherwise, it's impossible. So for you to have this ability to maintain purity in body, speech, and mind, you have to develop mindfulness. Then from mindfulness, you develop wisdom. And with that, you can guard against wrong and evil tendency. That's the reason why under Abhijja Sutta, the 10-step, the enlightenment sequence, the first three is relatively easy. You must have Dhamma friends, step one. And when you have Dhamma friends, you will have opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma. This is step two of Abhijja Sutta, which all Kayamita has or have fulfilled. Then if you really go into the listening of the Dhamma, you will develop the first and second turning wisdom to actually stabilize your understanding and develop the initial wisdom, yonisomanasikara. Then when you are able to put the Dhamma to test, when it stands up to investigation, you will have faith in the teaching, the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. So step three is faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. When your faith develops, it will bring forth the virya for you to cultivate sincerely. Then through this first three steps, you will be able to develop what they call the initial wisdom, which is step four. After step four, what they call yonisomanasikara, then only you can develop the daily mindfulness, sati sampajana, means mindfulness with clear comprehension, means your mind is always aware, mindful, most of the time. So without the initial wisdom, your mind will stir, you will react to sense experience. So step four leading to step five. After that, only step six come in, sense restraint. Now sense restraint means you will not break your precept anymore. Whatever that happened at your sense experience, you will not become heedless. You will not become deluded by what you experience at the moment of sense experience. That's how the initial wisdom, yonisomanasikara, helps bring about step five and step six. So that's what the author is trying to explain to you. But they didn't really go through the whole Abhijja Sutta. That's why it's not easy for normal people to understand how they can do it. They just describe the cultivation that you have to cultivate until your habitual tendency is rooted out. You develop the wisdom to straighten your view so that you will not commit evil. So sense restraint will be automatic. Then if you can have that, step 7 will be the next step, natural consequence of step 6. Step 7 is you will always arise the 3 type of good conduct or right conduct. It's right speech, right action, and right thought process. You will not be like other deluded being or unenlightened being. You cannot fall back anymore. That's why by then you are at least a Sotapanna, first stage of sainthood, or Sakadagami, second stage of sainthood. And then only you go to step 8, the cultivation of the 4 foundation of mindfulness, Satipatthana practices. Then after that, you will realize the 7 factors of enlightenment keep on arising. That is step 9. And then enlightenment in the here and now is step 10. So under the Satipatthana Sutta, you will come to realize the final summary. The Buddha always said, after you have cultivated this 4 foundation of mindfulness, you will realize at least Anagami, the 3rd stage of sainthood, if there is still some mana or minor conceit remaining. That's the reason why the 3rd stage of sainthood will be realized after you cultivate the 4 foundation of mindfulness. And for you to go into the 4 foundation of mindfulness, step 8, actually you need to pass through the first 7 steps, which will enable you to become at least a Sotapanna or a Sakadagami. That's the reason why you look at the Satipatthana practices, the cultivation under the sutta. The Buddha always said you had to start by overcoming. After overcoming covetousness and grief, unless you are a Sotapan or a Sakadagami, you can never overcome covetousness and grief. Then only you do the practices, then only it has its meaning. Then when you do the 4 foundation of mindfulness in accordance with the Buddha's teaching, you will definitely know that you're on the right path, because you start to witness the 7 factors of enlightenment. They keep on arising, means you know you are on the right path. Otherwise, the factors of enlightenment will not arise. These 7 factors of enlightenment are very unique. The first factor of enlightenment is sati. So without a stable sati, you cannot start the 4 foundation of mindfulness. Then when you start, you can develop the subsequent enlightenment factor. So once you have sati, you can go to the second factor of enlightenment to investigate the Dhamma. Then when you investigate the Dhamma stand out to investigation. You have faith, you have joy, then that one drives you to cultivate. So sada virya. So virya is the next enlightenment factor. So when you have virya, it will drive you to cultivate. Then as you stabilize your mind, this virya will develop sati, and sati will stabilize, and you will experience piti. Piti is the 4th enlightenment factor. Then from piti, it will stabilize and become pasati. Pasati is the tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind, the true mind, the unwavering mind. So this pasati is also an enlightenment factor, is the 5th enlightenment factor. If you don't realize this, you cannot progress. You cannot do awareness-based meditation. That's why to do awareness-based meditation, you must develop paucity. Paucity is your silent mind, your true mind. It is tranquility and stillness, nothing else, no thought involved. So when paucity is stabilized, the awareness nature becomes very stable, then your ability to see things as they are is very easy and is very clear. That's why from paucity, you stabilize it to develop samadhi. Samadhi has the characteristics of unwavering, collected. The mind is not only still and tranquil, but is collected and unwavering because of the stability. So initially you need samadhi to enable you to see things as they are within the daily life, every moment of sense experience. If you don't have samadhi, your mind will stir, your mind will not be collected and unwavering, you will waver. Waver means it will stir, it will be agitated. So when you have samadhi, you can at every moment of sense experience see clearly, see things as they are. And your mind, with all the conditioning, views, opinion, accumulated memories, views, opinion, and conditioning will not be able to come out and influence what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. You can stand above it because you can see, yeah, the direct seeing very clearly. No words, no concept, nothing. Thing is just the way it is. So all the things that the mundane mind create, the duality, the views, the opinion, and the conditioning, the right and the wrong, the heedless thinking, all the habitual tendency, the defilements, the anusaya, the asavaks, all these are due to delusion, ignorance. That's why with samadhi, at the moment of sense experience, you can see and observe clearly. Then you know how you get yourself entangled, how your mind stir and become conditioned into fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation, or become emotional, violent, angry, how envy, hatred arise. So all this is meditation. When your mind has sati and samadhi, especially paucity and samadhi, sati, paucity and samadhi, it can see things as they are. It can insight into phenomena. It can awaken. It can develop the understanding. Then through that understanding, you straighten your view. You liberate your mind. Then you develop the initial wisdom called Yonisoma Manasikara. That's how cultivation is to be developed. And you transform. So when you develop this ability to transform to wisdom, after you have samadhi, you keep on seeing things as they are awakened. And that is wisdom. With wisdom, the last factor of enlightenment can arise. Upeka. Equanimity of mind. Without wisdom, upeka cannot arise. The upeka, which is born of concentration, that one is different. That one is a conditioned state. It's not a free mind. The free mind supported by wisdom is the real enlightenment factor, upeka, so that you can live life, so that in the midst of living, you can still be peaceful, no matter what happened, where you are, under what circumstances and condition, who you encounter, you are still at peace at all time, anywhere, any place, anytime, under any circumstances. because of the wisdom, the quality of wisdom. Without wisdom, the mind will still will react. It will want things its way. There will be a lot of views, opinion, duality, right and wrong, good and bad. Then they will also have a lot of argument. Fair or not fair? How can you do things like that? How can you be so cruel, so evil, so selfish, so inconsiderate, so inconsiderate? So all this will manifest because people like wisdom. So hopefully with this explanation, it can make the teaching clear, much clearer, so that you can develop the understanding to cultivate correctly, appropriately. So I have described this many on many occasions earlier on, but this time I think is the most complete, because I tie in the Avijja Sutta with all the cultivation practices and the seven factors of enlightenment.